Jazz Today. This is Bill Cobin, and we'll be around here for the next 40 minutes, bringing you some of the finest in modern sounds. Tonight we have music for the esoteric jazz listener. We're going to feature things like Revelations by Charlie Mingus, one of the six compositions commissioned by the 1957 Brandeis University Festival of Arts. Then we're going to have songs by Jesse Fuller, one of the authentic folk singers of this country, who's recently been discovered by Contemporary Records. Then we're going to have music in a jazz vein by composers like Alexander Tansman and Stravinsky and George Gershwin. And so it's going to be an interesting evening tonight. Our first selection is played by Leo Smith, a contemporary pianist, and it's music by Andre Tansman from his, it's a thing called Spiritual and Blues, and it's the middle movement of his sonata Transatlantique. It's a work that's enjoyed considerable popularity during the 1930s and was consequently scored for orchestra and transcribed for all sorts of instrumental combinations. And later it was adapted for a ballet by Kurt Jooss. Now, the composer wrote that this work does not intend to be a realization of American music, but quite simply to transcribe the reaction of a European musician to the rhythms of the overseas dances, the Americas being overseas. Yet, it uses jazz materials almost literally, and even while elaborating the blues material to a size of a full-fledged sonata movement, it's the lyrical elements that have been captured in the selection we're going to play tonight, very simply and without affectation. This is Leo Smith, and he's going to play Alexander Tansman's Spiritual and Blues. Alexander Tansman's Spiritual and Blues. It came from the middle movement of his sonata Transatlantique. That was performed by Leo Smith. And Mr. Smith is... Gee, we're not talking about jazz musicians. We have to use last names now. Mr. Smith is probably very well known to most of you Album of Classics listeners. He's head of the piano department at UCLA, and last year his first symphony was cited by the New York Critics Circle as the best orchestral work of 1957. And we'll hear more from Mr. Smith and perhaps Stravinsky very soon. Now a few words from Rainier.
Brewed naturally too, a happy selection for friends or for you. Rainier, Rainier, Rainier. Fill the glasses again, fill them up to the brim. Full of life, full of cold.
Now we're going to listen to the music of Jesse Fuller. Jesse is an authentic folk artist, and although he's just been discovered, so to speak, by the Good Time Jazz Recording Company, Jesse is by no means a youngster. He was born in Jonesboro, Georgia, back in 1896, which would make him about 62 years old this year. Because this is a jazz show, our first selection by Jesse will combine the talents of a very fine folk artist utilizing the one of the current jazz tunes of his era. And this is it. This is Jesse Fuller playing Tiger Rag.
Try this Tiger Rag out. Thank you.
Jesse Fuller with Tiger Rag. And although it sounded like there were three musicians playing on that one, we ought to point out that every one of those instruments was being played by Jesse Fuller. And even more remarkable is that there was no overdubbing, multiple recording, tape editing, or other electronic techniques used to create any of his sounds. He played a harmonica with his mouth. At the same time, he strummed the guitar. And while he was doing all that, he played a thing called the footdella with his foot, which is a stringed instrument that you can play by striking a pedal with the big toe on your left foot. Quite remarkable. Jesse Fuller with Tiger Rag. Well, down to real serious business now. We'll give a very short introduction to this one. This is Charlie Mingus, and this is his composition that was performed at the 1957 Brandeis University Festival of Arts, and it was commissioned for that festival by the university. Charlie Mingus's Revelations. Thank you. Charlie Mingus with a very simple melodic thing called Revelations. Well, we go from light music to even lighter this time. We turn to the music of Stravinsky. This was written around about 1918, during the last year of World War I. And Stravinsky was very taken with jazz music. So the sounds may be dated in respect to modern jazz, and yet it's interesting to hear what Stravinsky was thinking of in terms of jazz back in 1918. It's played by Leo Smit on piano, and the tune is called Piano Rag Music by Igor Stravinsky. Was Leo Smit playing Igor Stravinsky's piano rag music, and quite unlike any piano rag music we've ever heard before. We turn now to the music again of Jesse Fuller. There's a rather interesting story about Jesse Fuller on the liner notes of this Pacific Good Time Jazz recording. Like many other folk singers, Jesse couldn't make a living singing, and so he had to take a lot of other jobs. During the war, he was in San Francisco working building ships. And after the war, he had to join the laborers' union. Well, he didn't play much guitar, but he kept his guitar handy. A notable exception, though, was when Leadbelly came to the Bay Area in the late 40s and appeared on a series of weekly broadcasts. Now, Leadbelly is generally considered to be the greatest of all 12-string guitarists and about the greatest folk singer of our generation. Now, Jesse heard Leadbelly announce that he was the only 12-string guitar player in the country, and Jesse wrote to the radio station to let Leadbelly know that there was another 12-string guitar player around. Then Jesse says, "That guy Leadbelly, he wrote me a telegram. He was coming over to my house, and he wanted me to have him a quart of gin. Well, when he got there, I didn't have the gin, and he bawled me out. He really gave me the dickens. But you know that guy even beat his own telegram there? The next time I got him some gin ready, and he came back again 2 or 3 more times, and we played some together." An interesting story about Jesse Fuller and Leadbelly. Well, here's Jesse playing the blues. This one's a traditional blues tune called Hesitation Blues.
Hesitation, the old hesitation blues. Hesitation stockings, hesitation shoes, hesitation woman sing the hesitation blues. Tell me how long, tell me how long, tell me how long will I have to wait.
Jesse Fuller with Hesitation Blues, giving us a good example of the type of music that preceded our jazz, and also a remarkable example of some fine folk artistry. That's from a brand new Good Time Jazz recording. Jesse Fuller, the album's called. Time now for a word from Rainier.
Rainier, Rainier, Rainier. There's more life to Rainier. A wonderful beer. Mile or two, here's a groove going clear. Fill the glasses again. Fill them up to the brim with that naturally ace Rainier.
Just one last reminder to get in on our Northwest Jazz Poll. It's a very easy thing to do. Just send us a postcard, and on the front of it, list your favorite jazz artists and your favorite recording by them. Send it to Jazz Today, care of KOMO, and do it right away. Now, the music you heard tonight, the selection by Stravinsky, and the selection by Alexander Tansman, Spiritual and Blues, can be found on a recent Dot recording called Piano Compositions in the Jazz Idiom. And the musicians included in this album are Stravinsky, Hindemith, Gershwin, Aaron Copland, Mio, and Tansman. They're all performed by Leo Smith. Our other selection, by Charlie Mingus, came from the Modern Jazz Concert, which is the six pieces that were commissioned by the 1957 Brandeis University Festival of Arts. The other selections on that album are by George Russell, Howard Sapiro, Jimmy Giuffre, Charlie Mingus, Milton Babbitt, and Gunther Schuller. Now don't forget to listen to the album of classics, which comes up in just 15 minutes. And for the past 40 minutes, you've been listening to Jazz Today. Your host has been Bill Cobin.